T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Dude, I had one of those proud father moments today.
Oh, nice.
Where I did something amazing for my son. And
dude, normally you come in and you always say, I've done something wrong. I think I've wrecked my children as a doing something parental. But
I feel like the more you build me up right now, the worse this is going to be.
I didn't mean, I wasn't building, I was, yeah.
You were tearing down, but then at the same time, it's like, because this story is not going to go well for me.
I thought you did something.
I did, but I, all right.
Okay.
Here's the thing. My son got his bottoms today, his braces on the bottom teeth.
Okay.
And as a result, like, he's there, he's in a lot of pain, and I had to pick him up from school, and then I had to take him back. When he got out, he was, like, in pain. It was almost lunchtime at school, so I was like, dude, you're not going to be able to eat. Yeah. You want to just grab like Starbucks or something.
Perfect.
So we hit Starbucks. He gets his favorite thing, which is that lemonade. It's the best thing in the world, especially if you add vodka to it. It's the dragon fruit lemonade thing. Steve,
really?
I'm telling you, you will love this drink.
The dragon
fruit. Do you like lemonade?
I can. I can do lemonade.
Wow. It's so good. It's got dragon fruit in it, and it's just refreshing.
What booze do you put? Is it?
I put vodka in it. Okay. I don't do it every day,
okay. But
I've learned to make it at home because you can buy the frozen dragon fruit and mango nectar because it's got a little mango.
Wow.
And if you do it with Chick-fil-A lemonade, wow, are we off topic?
Because you love their pea ice to put with the booze.
Oh, God, it's delicious. So long story longer, I'm about to get to the part where I give my son street cred out the wazoo.
Nice.
I mean, when you're in middle school, getting street cred.
That currency is
massive.
Yes.
I mean, and you have to earn it. Yeah. You got to do something. You got to take down the biggest guy with a bag of nickels.
Well, okay.
Or you got to be, I don't know, the football team captain. You got to do something that gets you street cred. So we walk back into school. I have to walk in with him so I can sign him in and then he can get a pass. We walk in like right at noon. And at that moment, they let everybody out for lunch. So the halls are full.
Okay.
And there I'm standing next to my son, who's got his little Starbucks drink and his backpack and whatever. And I start to hear the murmur in the crowd. I hear a couple kids going, look at Noah. And I'm like, here it comes. And one kid goes, yeah, isn't that Slacker? And I'm like, boom, dude, I just gave you the biggest street cred. Like, your dad's the dude on the radio or whatever.
Right.
I literally heard maybe one or two kids say that out loud. The rest of the crowd was going, oh, Noah's got Starbucks. It was like he walked in holding the hand of Post Malone. I'm not Post Malone. The Starbucks cup is like, for this one split second, I'm like, you're welcome, little. And it's like, and everybody, like, they pick him up on their shoulders and carry him. Let's go to the cafeteria with the Starbucks kid. How is Starbucks street cred? Tell me how that's street cred.
Okay, you got trumped. Your cred.
Yes, let's focus on that part of the story.
You got trumped a little bit by his peers.
A little.
Yeah, by a lot.
Literally, I heard. I may have exaggerated the second person who said Slacker. It was.
But everybody else, because what I didn't register Slacker is a kid that age walking into school with a star.
A venti? Yes.
That's adult.
And he's just like,
oh, so he was cool.
Oh, yeah. He's just like sucking on it.
Like it happened.
What?
What? Dude, you gave your son. No, I know what you're thinking. Parents are going to crucify me for allowing my son to be seen with a Starbucks cup in public. That dude, he's.
Steve, I don't care about that at all. Why didn't they? Why wasn't more focus on me?
Oh, I forgot you're selfish. That's right. Okay.
I'm self-absorbed, Steve. Okay. Stop thinking about the other thing and tell me why I wasn't equally important to a stinking drink that I can make at my house.
I know that hurt.
It hurt a lot.
And it's an honest thing, but you have to salve it over, Slacker, because you made your kid a rock star. No parent. You always make your kid look bad by standing next to him. You finally made your son street cred rock star. I know it hurt and it stung, but dude, think of your son. He's going to trade on this for months.
Do you remember the scene in Forrest Gump when he's coming back in on the shrimping boat and he sees Lieutenant Dan on the pier and Forrest is standing there waving like this and he's like, hi, oh my God, hi, hi, hey. It's just, I don't want you to picture what happens next. I just want you to picture Tom Hanks with that big wave.
Hey, Lieutenant Dan, okay. Hi.
That's exactly how I'm going to send my son off to school from this point forward to erase what I did today. I have to undo the Starbucks cred I gave him.
No.
And every day from this day forward, I'm like, Noah, it's Dad.
Dad
is over here.
The worst thing you can do is take away the street cred.
No, he didn't earn the street cred. Starbucks gave him the street cred.
This is true.
If I had given
him. Oh, wait a second. Okay, now I get it. If I had given him. Because you got that stolen from you. You were ready to give him.
It's called stolen valor. And Starbucks stole my valor.
I finally get it now. Yes. You were about to bestow upon him the radio slacker vest.
Thank you.
But then it was the paper cup that stole your thunder.
Thank you for finally understanding how shallow I actually am.
It kind of confirms that, right?
It's 100%.
Yes. It kind of opens up my eyes.
Because it was like, I wasn't expecting to give him street cred, but when I heard the first kid go, whoa, like, that slacker, I'm like, dude, here it comes. And the murmur's going. It's like, whoa.
But it wasn't
and I'm like,
a slacker murmur.
Only one.
You were dismissed accordingly. And that cup was put up on the bed with the glowing, whoa. Yeah. Dude,
thanks for recapping it for me. Did you want to say it?
You actually missed your opportunity to give your son street cred. That was a bad parent move.
No, he's got it now. I'm just taking
it back. Never gave away.
I'm taking it back.
No, you're not taking
Lieutenant
it back.
Dion.
No, because all you said was show up and save the cup, Noah. Keep showing up every day with that cup.
It's probably going to, because he knows I know how to make it at home. So he's going to be like, Dad, can you refill this
cup
every third Tuesday?
That's where my street cred runs out.
It's literally
I feel bad for about a second that you were able to provide your son and Starbucks parented your child. Starbucks went ahead and did a caregiver for your child.
I'm going to find something that gets under your skin this hard. I don't feel like there is anything.
I felt I was under. I was reaffirming. I was on your.
I have to compliment you. You are so much less egocentric than I am that I did. I didn't intend for that to happen, but the second I realized it was going to flip because of me, I had a moment where I'm like, I'm a badass.
I see that.
And then I kind of could hear all the kids. It was a lot of kids going, Noah. And I'm like, oh my God.
They might as well saying, Slack, you're not a badass.
They did.
You go for badass, not yet.
They essentially said.
You went for it.
Next time, hey, afternoons, 3 to 7. Does Starbucks have a radio show? Because we'd listen to that like crazy.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.